Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show. It is the Ben Herrera Show featuring Starlito.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in. It's a very... We've been an emotional roller coaster today. Some good things happened. Some bad things happened. Mm-hmm. Some memories have popped up on my Facebook that just tore me up. Only reason I wanted to actually start a podcast a while back was because of my good dear friend, Catfish, Sandra Munoz. Happy birthday. Happy heavenly birthday. You are truly missed. If anybody doesn't know who Sandra is, she actually started with BNet Radio, Tejano Music, along with several other people that, you know, actually started here that nobody knew about. Here in Holland, it's 92.7 when Alegría Latina was actually there. It's been really emotional. We had a lot of things going on today. A few conversations that we've had that, you know, it's been meaningful, and I want to thank everybody out there. Here, exactly. You, there, right there.
You sitting on that toilet on the phone.
You know, but no, it, you know, there's been a lot of emotional ties with this Black River Studios, with everything that we got going on. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank everybody for, you know, at least participating and being part of, you know, what we have grown from a basement into a huge studio.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for God, I don't think none of this would happen.
Exactly. Amen.
So, you know, I want to give all praise and to give all Almighty God his share, his share of our gratitude, our appreciation. It is very...
We don't give him enough credit.
We don't give him enough. And, you know, in the midst of what we have done, we have lost sight of what we were supposed to do for the podcast, for the people, for the community, all because of God, and we lost sight of that. Yeah. And for that, I do apologize, and I just ask for forgiveness for that. Another thing, we're going to show a video.
It's about 2 to 5 minutes.
It's about 2 to 5 minutes, and you know what? Yep. I just ask you to be patient. hey, it is touching.
Yes, it is.
I use it for the ministry that I'm running. So before we start the video, and before... Let me tell you about a little bit of my ministry. My ministry, I deal with the men. I talk about how, you know, pride and ego get in the way of how they treat their wives, how they treat their girlfriends or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Because I was actually a womanizer. I was a user. I don't want to say abuser, but, you know, I did abuse mentally, spiritually abuse, because it was like, oh, I don't like your God, this and that and that and this.
Right.
Because I was all about me, my own personal pride. You know what I mean? My own ego. I was King Kong. You know what I mean? But that whole macho, machismo, whatever.
Chose me. Or what is that? I said it backwards.
Machismo.
Yeah, that's what I was
trying to say. You know, that macho man kind of bull crap that we feed ourselves and we feed our children.
Right.
Because I did that to my son. You know, it took a lot for me to ask my son for forgiveness for that. I showed him how to be a fighter, how to be a tough man, but I never showed him how to love a man as God has loved me.
Right.
And so, in the midst of everything, God showed me how to love. God showed me how to be sensitive. God showed me how to treat people with dignity and respect and love. With everything that goes on, it hurts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because if I would have known then what I know now, things would have been different.
Exactly.
So with the ministry, with the ministry that I do have, with helping people, helping men, it's supposed to be strictly men. Okay, strictly men. Somehow women, one broken person invited another broken person because I don't sugar. I'm not Willy Wonka. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing.
Right.
I'm going to tell you how it is, when it is, and how it
exactly.
is. So, in the midst of everything, I am now going to shut down any ministry for women or any counseling I have for women. That's going to be shut down completely as of today. If you're a man and you need help, you need somebody to talk to, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm there. Women, I do apologize. This is just a late notice, but I have been convicted by God.
There you go.
And it's been confirmed that everything I prayed for, God has given me.
Right.
Who am I to deny him?
Amen.
I can't continue.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I had a someone come into the office and they said, I need help with my marriage. Help me, Marcos, I need help. I don't know how to. My wife is a Christian, but I can't follow her like that. There's just something that I know, and I know you're the person.
Right.
I know you're that person. And so I played this video for him, and just like now, I'm actually crying. You can't see it. I played this video. He just started crying.
Right.
And that just showed me that God doesn't give up on you. Even when you feel that your heart is the blackest or the coldest or the hardest, he will break you down.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can stop God from loving you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
This message that we're going to send right now is called the Love Letter from God. And it's to you directly. It came to me directly, went to Ben directly. We watched it before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that got me a little bit more emotional than it should have been.
Yeah, it got me. It
so,
got me for sure.
Yeah. Actually, we read the so how did Ben, how did you say that? The password of the spirit.
Let me show it real quick. So I was reading this title that Marco sent, or this book, and where's my camera? Oh, I said it as the S word of the spirit. But I was like, did I just say S word? But it's the sword of the spirit, the word of God. This is a good book. I read a little paragraph out of it, but we're going to go ahead and show the video.
We're going to show the video. Just please be patient. Listen to it. It does have words, so you can follow along. I just ask that, you know, you be open-minded and open-hearted with this. This is actually verses from the Bible that actually created the letter of God to you.
Yes, exactly.
It's very touching. It's very heartfelt.
Why do you think we're wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, my eyes are like, they're done. But I can't cry anymore, and I can't cry any less. You know, there's just a lot of things that...
Lisa, thank you for your kind words.
Oh, yes, thank you, Lisa, for your kind words.
Appreciate all of you, obviously.
Yes, thank you. I want to say thank you to Two Stone.
Two Stone,
thank you. Mm-hmm. You lit that fire. That my fire was really dim.
Mm-hmm.
You came into my office and you told me what you said.
Right.
I can't ever thank you enough for that.
I mean, appreciate you, Two Stone. Let's go ahead and play that video real quick. Let me get to the screen. Well, that came up. All right, let me go ahead and play this video. Here we go.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you, and He is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is His love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you. You are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad. Almighty God.
So,
wow. That got me choked up again.
No, I'm over here crying. I'm like, we got to get on.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. That it was good.
Thank you, Lisa. Yes. So, you know, when I told you the other week or the other day, there's going to be some dramatic changes. Welcome to our dramatic change. We are who we are. We're still going to have our, you know, our little spats here and there with, you know, politics and ramming on each other and stuff like that. But, you know,
we're still human.
We're still human. We still do what I do. We still do what we do. But, you know, I just want you to understand that, you know, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be where we're at.
Exactly.
And so with prayer and with everything that we are, we got news today. And
yeah,
listen, you know, there's
a big opportunity that we have that was thrown at us.
The beautiful thing.
It's like, I can't even imagine how exciting it is to say that, you know, we may be in a different location.
Yes. Location is a beautiful location.
Mm-hmm. We have to.
But see, this is what. So I'm gonna flip this back to me. I told Ben earlier, even though it's a little bit more money than we're paying here, mm-hmm. with God, all things are possible. Amen. We started in a basement.
But here's the thing I want to throw at you real quick. We're not doing this episode because of what happened. Mm-hmm. We're doing this episode because he helped us get this far. You know, without God, we wouldn't be anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, he brought Marcos to back to Holland for a reason. And I'm going to be honest. I probably would still be in my basement. I thought about going and getting a building. But it didn't happen because my lazy ass didn't get up and do it. Even though I knew I could do it, but I didn't do it until Marcos was like, you know what? I'm here for a reason. So let's go find a building. And now look where we're at. You know.
I love it. You guys are so great.
Thank you. Thank appreciate you. It. Appreciate who said that?
I don't know, but she sounds sexy.
No, but... you know what I mean? Like, I thank God, obviously, you know, because, you know, we can't do anything without God. And we got to all look at it like that, no matter what's going on in your life.
Even in your darkest times.
Exactly.
You got to praise God. You got to praise him through the storm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have our storms, mm-hmm. but we don't ever give up on God. Exactly. However, we did forget about God.
We did.
Through the busy times that we did have when we should have been praising him, we didn't. We ended up going off our own energy, off our own.
Our
own thoughts, instead of actually praising God for giving us the opportunity to do what we do.
And it made me, after watching that video, it made me realize, you know what? It is true, because God's real. You know, you can't, God's not, like that movie, God's Not Dead.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was. But, exactly.
Thank you, yes.
That is true.
Good one. Thank you, Pat. Pat.
Yes, thank you, Pat.
Pat, hon, I apologize, me to you, personally. Every time you were on the show, you mentioned God, and we blew it off because it was like, we talk about God. However,
we didn't do it enough.
We didn't live by God. We just talked about him. So I asked, from Black River Studios, we asked for your forgiveness because God was given the words to you to give to us, and we ignored it.
And so, not on purpose, but it was one of those things like, we already do that, you know, but
we weren't living it. We were just talking about it. That's two different things. Exactly. So pat yourself on the back. We thank you. We love you.
Yes,
thank you for everything that you did to try to show us what we had to. That was just telling us that we were on the wrong path, you know, but
right.
We were ignoring that. It's kind of like horse blinders. We can only see so far.
Exactly. Yes, we all go through storms, but all storms are temporary.
Correct.
Yeah, of course.
Correct.
In the end, there's always a rainbow. Exactly. You know,
I'm choked. I'm trying not to.
I mean, you know, and I honestly, that video made me literally wake me. It woke me up like tonight, to a point where I can't even finish my sentence.
You know, what are we really doing? What are we really doing?
Like, honestly, when I wake up every day, I try to say, you know, thank you, Lord, for a new day. Sometimes I forget, and I say it later in the day. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I forgot to say. You know, I still try to say it if I remember, but it's like, we got to put God first, regardless of what we're doing from day one, from the beginning of the day. And it even says at the end to give thanks throughout the day, whatever you're doing. I mean, he's not saying, like, thank you, Lord, for letting me go pee. Thank you, Lord, for making me crap my pants.
Nothing's going on. We just, you know, Piero, to tell you the truth, we forgot who God put in us. We forgot about God. God is the only reason we are this big as we are and why we're number one again.
Exactly.
In the industry. We are well known here in Holland. We are well known Grand Rapids. We're well known Muskegon, Caldhaven. On the radio station, we're well known. Everywhere we go, we're well known. However,
we forgot
to praise God and thank God for all the miracles and blessings He put in our lives, personal and business wise.
Exactly.
So this session, this podcast is dedicated to God. Because He deserves all the credit. He deserves everything that He has given us. He deserves all the gratitude. All the glory. You know?
Exactly. Simple as that.
Glory be to God, but I mean, He deserves it all.
You know, and that's the thing is, you know, because obviously, like we were saying, we all go through our moments. You know, especially when I drive, I get upset because people are driving slow. But, yeah, so I need to... Basically, what happened today, like, was a good eye-opener. When I overhear...
Wait, can I give an example? What? I'm going to give him an example. Okay, I don't like to be touched. I don't know why I touched you. Okay, so earlier, I was with Ben. Butt. We just had cut his wife off. We're coming to the studio.
Hey, Tracy. I mean, babe.
There's a lot of cars. In the turning section, all of a sudden, it's like cars are going in and out.
Yeah.
The police are pulling everybody back so he could park this way, get behind another vehicle to get in front of another vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess the truck broke down or something.
Actually, I might have that on camera.
This guy right here, he went from, oh, gentle Ben, to, rah! Rah! That was Ben today. That was Ben 2 seconds. I looked, I said, dude, you need to calm down.
I don't even remember what we were. Oh, yeah.
You need to calm down, dude. The police is backing up. Like, what? Bro, like, just, there's another way. Like, just go the other. I can't just book the bar on that. He don't need to pull forward.
Well, it was that.
The police is backing up. How do you want to pull forward?
It was the guy next to us who. He pulled up, and I'm like, why did he stop right there? I'm trying to turn around.
But he doesn't know that.
Oh, I know, bumps.
You see your anger? He just saw a little bit of
it. I hate slow drivers, but I'm slow walking.
He needs a little spanking, Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy. So I'll be coming home naked.
No, let's go.
Not from here. I mean, let's backtrack. Anyway, I don't know. I just...
So, that's... This is what we're trying to work with, you know, with God, with His anger and the things that He does when He's driving, like
especially when I'm driving.
Oh my God! your wife was. Because I said, dude, can you like not endanger my life? Get off that damn phone. And she's like, why? What happened? What do you mean? What happened? He's not
focused. Like it was a dramatic. On the phone. A dramatic
situation. Put your damn phone down. Don't endanger my life.
Yeah.
Endanger yours, but not with me in the car.
Right. No, I get it. So, yeah, definitely. Oops, wrong one.
So, yeah, so, you know, but we, you know, we do believe in God. We do ask God for forgiveness. We do praise God. We do pray with, you know, but through the times that we were busy, we totally forgot.
Yeah.
Who actually brought us here.
Right, exactly.
Oh, hon, you have to actually rewind the whole thing
in order to.
I'm not repeating all that, and I can't fake tears. So,
Yeah, you need to just watch the show.
You have to rewatch
and also share it too.
Share it. This would be great. But anyway, again, for the people who just joined, the ministry that I have at late night where I'm open.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My doors to people who need help. If you are a female, I do apologize, but that will no longer happen. That is no longer going to happen. That is no longer going to be set for any time or any place to even come into the studio late at night to just talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
However,
nothing against it.
Nothing against it, but I've been convicted because I'm a male. You're a female. There's no reason why we should be in a room together that late at night.
Exactly.
I don't care if it's for God or whatnot. That just crosses many boundaries. That raises a lot of red flags, especially if you knew who it was. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's why I like Ben being here when he's here late, because then it stuff happens and he's like, okay.
I'm a witness.
Yeah. Plus cameras. I love the cameras when that time happens. However, that's going to be canceled. And if you are a gentleman that needs help, if you're a guy or male that needs help, and no, I don't do that. Them, they, thou, those, them. Now, a male has a penis, a girl has a vagina.
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
If you're a male, I'll be willing to work with you any hours of the night. But no more females. I can start doing things that are correct. Start doing things that are God sent and God led. I have allowed my own personal being, my own self, get in the way of what God was really trying to do with us. And it's again, Two Stone has lit that fire.
Yeah.
So we are going to act on it and we are going to live by that. Because we can talk about God all day long. It's how you live with God that determines who you really are as a man or as a person.
Let me read one of those again.
Yeah. So this book that we have here, The Sword of the Spirit, The Word of God, it is a very powerful book. It shows you how to pray, how to pray, when to pray. It's a detailed book. If you are sick or if you know somebody that needs to be baptized versus deliverance from any evil, deliverance from whatever it is that you're going through, or if you want to be baptized, or this book has everything in it, all summed into little sections. Tells you what verse to go to in the Bible. If you don't understand what's in the book, you can go to the Bible and reread it.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that about a bird.
So, this is the book that I use for the gentlemen so they can understand better, because it's actually more, how do you say without being rude?
What's going on here?
What do you call it?
Feminism?
No, you're not trying to dummy it up. You just
I know.
Oh my God! It is put in plain sentences so you can understand it.
Oh, my God! What is it?
Thank you, Lisa.
What did she say?
She said, "I agree, Marcos. You deserve to have your boundaries respected and honored." I like that. Thank you. Layman's terms. Thank you. Yes, I knew it. I'm so emotional right now, man. My emotions have been because all the good news versus what we're trying to change in our lives.
Hey, John.
What we're trying to change in the studio, what we're trying to change in the podcast.
Yeah.
Everything's just emotional. It's crazy. Have anger. We have frustration. We have happiness. We are sad, but we're happy. We're,
I said layman's terms.
Yes. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
There's a lot of things that we're changing here. It has been emotional. It's been a really emotional day to myself, because how God is working in me and the things that I forgot in myself, and somebody who I don't even think I think he was mad at God, but knocks on my door and says, I don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But God's making me talk to you. I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
God wanted me to tell you that you're better than this. Stop what you're doing. You're better than I'm just looking. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that. He goes, no, you're not listening to me. I didn't want to talk to you. God's making me talk to you. He's telling you to be patient. Your time is coming. You're going to be able to use what you have and use it to help men. And that right there is like, that was how I wanted to start my ministry with all men, because I can tell my testimony and get men to understand and help men. However,
that's funny.
Maybe. But you know, it took Two Stone to come tell me to actually confirm what God's saying. Oh, you asked for this. Mm-hmm. Now, exactly. Somebody who's mad at me, I'm going to use him to give to you to right. give the word that you wanted to hear, and that's confirmation.
Exactly.
So after Two Stone left the office, I put my head back and I just started crying. And all I could say was, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. That was your, that God, what is it called? Confirmation.
God has done so much in my life to help you, your family, to help the family here, mm-hmm. and people who come to me and ask for help. And it's just like, God has given me the wisdom and knowledge and the books to help with that, the Bible to help with that.
Oh, shoot.
That's all right. You can, those are just dummy cards.
No.
No, it's actually it's the breakdown. It broke down like Psalms 103. It broke down all the verses all into one.
Oh, cool. Again, this is the book. Oh, jeez, it fell out.
Matt needs an answer. What do you need, Matt?
Quick, need before nine. Dude, I can't. I'm using my phone. I can't.
Why do you wait all day to tell him to answer you now? Like,
Hold on a second.
I don't get that.
I don't even know what he's talking about, but let me check.
Anyway, you know, there's a lot of things that God has shown us and what we have done. And we are better than what we had been. And he has blessed us tremendously, and we forgot to thank him.
Exactly.
So
let me read one of these real quick.
Your new ministry slogan idea.
Oh, got it. That is awesome. I like that. Amen with all men.
Where did I say that?
Right.
Oh, I just, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that. Amen with all men.
All right. So I'm going to read one of these. The schedule's, dude, the schedule's been the same since 1990 or since 2018.
Dude, you don't even work. Why are you worried about a schedule?
All right, so I'm going
to
read.
Go to Iran and attack somebody.
Right. Okay, thanks, babe. I'll get it when I get there. It says, this one's from Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. Thank you, Lord, that you would grant all of them according to the riches of your glory to be strengthened with power through your Holy Spirit in their inner man, so that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, and that they being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that they may be filled up to all the fullness of God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. She said that's
I'm trying not to say anything because yeah.
Pretty much every week, 8 to 10, yeah. Thanks.
But you did just read what she said?
That keeps telling me different. Nah, he keeps.
Oh. You know what she said, right?
All the time, yeah.
I was trying not to say anything, but you know what? She said it, so I'm just going to.
She said it. She said it for us. Matt, I'll message you when we're done.
But you haven't even answered my question. You have all day to reach your brother. You do it when he's on the podcast. I don't understand that. Answer that. Why do you do that? Your whole family does that.
Yeah, no.
They know you're on the podcast, and they interrupt the podcast.
No,
but you're available all day. I talk to you all day. How are you? I don't get it.
I don't know. Everybody does that, and I'm Batman.
But that just shows you how important you are to people.
Right.
You know what I mean? They contact you because, hey, you got an answer for them. Or maybe they just want to see if they hear your voice, or they just want to see you. Matt just wants to look at you and go, oh, I look pretty. You guys are twins. You get it?
Yeah, I know.
You guys are twins.
Twin jitters.
So,
that's what we say with them. But anyway, no more JNC. No, I'm just kidding. That's...
Well, yeah, so we just want to show our appreciation to God, first and foremost, of everything that, you know, that he's done for the studio as well, for the people here. Because they come in as friends, they leave as family. And, you know, we invite everybody to come through.
He said, I have no freaking idea when this dude is, where and when.
Don't you guys have, like, telepathy or something for being twins?
I know, I wondered that. Because there's been times where...
He's like, Matt can sit there and take a poop, and you're like, wait, Ben's cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you can sit there and be cooking and be like, Ben's taking a poop.
Yeah. Ben just wiped his ass. I could feel it.
I felt it. Wait. He had cork. I'm playing.
That's freaking gross.
He's a right now.
Why did you sound like Beavis? Or which one was it? Beavis, right?
Beavis.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire. Fire.
So this is his Beavis.
That's my Beavis.
But
I did Macho Man last week. I did Beavis this week.
What did you say? Oh, I keep forgetting it's over here.
What do you see? I'll be honest, there are times when
happened to us. Oh, yeah, yes. There's been times, too, where...
Hey, Miller Inc. is in the house.
One of us called each other, and we were thinking of the same thing. I was just doing that.
You know, there's a certain person that I talked to today. There's a certain person that I talked to today that we do the same thing, and we're not even related.
That's funny.
I'm like, I was just saying, and this is how... I knew you were going to do that because it's you. You know what I mean? We know each other by the back of our hands. But, you know, I mean, that's what happens when you're...
Yeah.
30 plus years.
Or, yeah, you pretty much know each other.
Next to each other, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, definitely, like we said, what did you say? Well, not this part. Whatever. I got to pee, actually. Matt, do you have to pee?
Matt,
are you pooping right now?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's all wet.
I just peed right now. Is your pants wet? No, I'm just kidding.
Was your hand sweaty? No. He's got a pee.
TP for me bunghole. Oh, that was...
TP for me.
Why would you say that? Now he's going to say that for the rest of the year.
TP for my bunghole.
But anyway.
Hey, get yourself some orange cream Coke. Tastes better in a bag than it does in a bottle.
Keep an eye on this dude since the womb. Whatever.
Which eye? The snake eye?
I know.
Or your chicken
eye? Wait, hold on a minute. What's going on here?
Your chicken eye or your snake eye?
Or the eye that looks like your lips.
Ooh.
Wait, that didn't
sound. So we were talking about God.
I know.
And
we totally went in a totally different
area. That's
how we are.
This is how, you know, this is the stuff we're trying to change.
Yeah. Sometimes even then I didn't know where he was. Just kidding. Whatever. I was sitting right next to you. Sounds a bit stalkerish. Oh, yeah.
See, we're creating words today.
I know, right? Wait a minute. What's going on here? I don't remember that.
What word did I use today?
I don't remember.
Quickerish? No.
Oh, earlier you said when I was taking that wire down.
Yeah. What were you saying? What did I say? Some funny...
Oh, I don't even remember.
I'll have to look at the camera.
Hey, oh, okay. That camera's turned.
Somebody turned it. It's probably Lisa.
No, remember I pulled that wire?
Oh, that's right. What did you say? God doesn't mind you having a sense of humor.
Okay, so
exactly.
Even in the book.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, Lori.
That's my cousin, Sylvia. Sylvia, tell your husband I said happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Lori's online, one hey, of Lori. Our models.
Lori, what's going on?
So you would have to, in order to pay attention to what we talked about earlier, you're going to have to rewind because that was just too emotional.
Yeah.
If you are not about God, I just assume just don't do that.
Thank you. Actually, I'm going to hand it over
thank
to Marcos
real quick
because I got to go pee, and I'm not even joking.
Are you serious? You were serious?
Yeah, I was being serious.
Wow. Okay, hang on. Wait, which way? There it is. All right, so this is Ben. So, you know, through the whole mist of everything that we have gone through, everything that he's a Packers fan. Lori, we miss you too, hon. It wasn't me. But no, since, you know, in all seriousness, ask yourself, where are you and how did you get there? Again, if you're not about God, I just change the channel. Flip up. I don't care what you do. But this show is strictly about praising God through all the mist and all the darkness and storms that Black River Studios has, all the blessings that Black River Studios has, the opportunity and the movement and everything that we have for the community. You know, God has blessed us with many friends. Yes, God is King. Praise you. Praise God. Yes, God is King. So there's a lot of things that God has blessed us with. And again, this is how, you know, I'm not going to give the devil credit, but in our own minds, consciously, we tried to take over what we built. We forget that God built it, not us. So in the midst of that, we had horse blinds, and we just saw what we wanted to see. People were trying to talk to us about God, and we're like, yeah, we talk about him every day. Okay, we weren't living him. We're living by him.
Right. Damn, it's warm in here.
Yeah, it is warm. There's some like...
Okay, season 5 of The Chosen is out. Have you since seen any of them? So good. Love that show.
Yes, actually.
I actually watched a little bit.
Okay, so here's a little thing about The Chosen. You guys ready? Matt, are you ready?
God is King for sure.
So, Chosen. Mm-hmm. Guess where that was created?
Like actual? Like
actually, filmed? The list. How? The
Ten Commandments?
No, oh. Man. The paperwork, the writing.
The Bible.
No.
I don't know.
The script.
Oh, scripture.
Holy crap.
Scriptures.
The script. So, the script for Chosen was written in Grand Rapids.
Was it really? I didn't know that.
One of the actors. Is this Ben Evans?
Ben Evans, what's
seen
going
ben
on?
Ben since the old studio. It used to be the church. What was it? Hill? City of the Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Right there on James?
Script, yep. Bro, what is Lane? Why would I keep...
Yeah, so...
I keep wanting to call her Nancy DeFore. Sorry.
I can't smell nobody's hands. But anyway, yes, the script was written in GR. Fast.
Did you wash your hands?
Some of the actors...
Yes, I put hand sanitizer. We don't have paper towels.
So,
we need paper towels. I'm just kidding.
Are you done interrupting?
Sorry.
Thank you. So, the script was written in GR. Some of those actors are from GR. Some of them are from South Haven, Muskegon. Actually, Michigan University had some of the people there actually join in as extras. Michigan State had some going as extras. Western Michigan.
Those were the worst actors.
Oh, jeez. City Hill. Thank you, Ben.
Yes. Thank you, Ben.
I knew it was something about City in the Hill. I, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I did it again.
So.
Lisa DeFore. You know what? Your name's Nancy DeFore.
So.
I'm sorry.
You know, I got to actually meet one of the actors, and that's how I knew.
That's cool.
But they wrote it there. GRCC right there on
the downtown one.
Yeah,
is there one downtown?
There's one downtown. They, because it's the God's Kitchen, some video place, and then it's just like a whole little building.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think I've seen that before.
Biblical something college, GRCC's.
What the heck is that called? That sounds familiar. But
anyway, that's where it was written. It's actually kitty corner from the Ferguson Center. The Ferguson building.
I've seen that one.
Okay, so it's, I used to live in Ferguson, but it's kitty corner for that. That's how I met him, because that's I lived in Ferguson, and I was just walking, and I seen people with Bibles. So me being who I am, I just stopped and, you know, and then we just started talking, and you're like, yeah, they're writing a script for Chosen, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's cool.
That's awesome. Hey, Nick. Thanks, Miller Ink Tattoo.
Miller Ink. Michelle's on live with Miller Ink.
What up, Michelle? The Millerist of Ink Tattoo.
In all God's glory, I want to thank him first and foremost of everything. Exactly. I know I'm repeating myself, but, you know, he deserves all praise. He deserves everything that we have accomplished here and we're about to accomplish again. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to sit there and say, well, maybe. No, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Not maybes.
Amen.
You know, but all things God are possible. So the new future of Black River Studios may come to an end to start a new beginning.
Yeah. So be on the lookout. And we will update everybody, obviously, when it happens.
Lisa, I'm actually going to take what you had said about the men's ministry.
That's a good idea.
That's
amen. That's a good slogan. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Checks in the mail next year. No, I'm just joking.
I was 2027.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from. Earlier, he was like, yeah, well, you know, we'll have the other building in 2027.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, what?
That's true.
No. But no, we God has been giving us blessings after blessings after blessings, and he deserves all.
Exactly. So we're all actors now. We are we're filming. Miguel, what's going on?
What's up, Miguel?
We
actually are going to be looking for extras, actors. If you want to actually do a commercial, you know, a skit for a commercial, or you just want to do a skit that we can put out there, put new content out, let us know.
You know, I'm going to be behind the camera. I want to act. Let's be actors.
Well, I mean, so we can always start the camera and just do this and then just edit the beginning.
That's true that.
We are masters of editing. Like, I don't know why we never thought about that.
You know what? I did think about it, but I never did. I did think about using those two for sitting over there, and then we can edit that and use it as a YouTube video, as like a behind the scenes thing. What did she say? What's the plot of the first acting gig? I hate to say this because I know a lot of people don't follow this. Well, I don't know if a lot of people, but it's a horror flick.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do a horror flick. I know we're talking about God here today, but that was the one thing that I always wanted to do for my first movie was a horror flick.
Okay, look, I know.
It's not really like, it's not horror flick like demons and things like that.
It's more scary.
It's more of a, like a jump at you scary.
Yeah, it's not demonized.
It has nothing to do with demons or the devil or anything like that.
It's just the creepiest thing because it's like
it's something
like the shack that was in the middle of the woods, and then you got this girl with this little girl, but she has long black hair, and she's just staring out the window, just like staring right at you.
Yes.
And so it's just like, wait, is she really looking at me?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you're on a computer.
Exactly.
But that's just about as scary as it gets. But it's all about how the plot gets into the beginning.
What was the purpose?
The twist.
It? Yep.
You know, we're still looking for writers. If you want to write,
if you need a big girl in the distance, I'm your girl. Really? You know what, Lisa? I already told you, knock it off. You're fine.
You are comfortable in your body. You are perfectly made.
You know what? You're going to be the. You'll be on the list. Just relax. I love horror flicks.
Lori said, oh my God, yes, my favorite. He's your favorite? I'm your favorite? Or the horror flick.
Okay, thank you.
I'll take those as a compliment. Which way?
But yeah, it's a horror flick. I wrote it like literally 2 years ago. It took me like a year to make. It's, what did you say?
I need to dye my hair black.
No, we actually, we'll let you know, because it's, there's a lot of things in that film that it's almost, okay, so I'm old school. So I like old school style, like 80s horror
flicks. Kind of, you know what? I think I can compare that to Jeepers Creepers.
Kind of.
You know what I mean? It's a long scene. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just a long scene, and then you get to the scary part, and then it's another long scene, scary part.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
In the end.
Right. Fine. So it's going to be worth everybody's time, because I will make sure that you guys...
Michael Meyer.
Whoever walks out of that movie theater is going to have poop stains.
Freddy, they all had masks. They weren't comfortable with their face.
My God.
That was not in a negative manner at all. I apologize. That wasn't
what the heck.
That's not what I meant. I seen that and I got convicted really quick. That sounded so mean. I'm so sorry.
Not like that, though.
Not like that. It was like Michael Meyer, Jason.
She said I'm teasing. So... Freddy Krueger didn't have a mask.
No, but he was
burned.
And the actor, he had a...
Oh, that's true.
Because he wasn't comfortable with his face.
Yeah, that's true. And they all died.
No, it's not what I meant.
Lisa, you're not going to die. What up, Misty? Thanks for joining.
Hi, Misty.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking about God and what he's done for you, what he's done for your life.
Your family, your blessings.
Everything.
Here for us.
And, you know, we got big things coming up here at Black River Studios.
And with his blessing, we'll have it all.
You know, it's just a matter of time. But, oh, that's actually the biggest thing right there that a lot of people, including myself, have not realized, that it's never on your time. It's God's time.
Yes.
God will get it to you. Just be patient, which I got to do. And let it happen.
You know, and that's a fact statement. Lots, she said. Amen.
Yes, amen. You know, there's a lot of things.
I don't know. What did you hear? wait. What did you say?
What I heard? What did you? I don't know what you said. I've done it before.
Oh, okay.
I love the topic, though. Thanks. Thank you, Ben. To another, from one Ben to another. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
All Bens are cool.
You know, Ben, I know me and you were supposed to get together because we had some things going on, and we wanted to put a thing together for the church or churches. If you're still willing to do that, I'm down. We have the means to...
Wait, is he at the one at the old hospital? Is he in the hospital?
No. Right here, our old venue.
That's right. Okay. Wait, they've
been there on 32nd.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
So if you need a new church, and not right? But anyway, the church is awesome. Go to City Hill on 32nd. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will find new friends, new family. Oh, very cool. Well, man, I tell you what, if I could get that way every Sunday, I would.
I do actually want to say something that I forgot to say earlier. Hold on, let me zoom in.
I got it, Larry. I got it.
As my new haircut, thanks to Baby A. And to these people, we'll be right back.
Southside Cuts, located at 375 Columbia Avenue, right here in Holland. They are open weekly from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call them at 616-836-7502 to book your next appointment. If your business is looking to become a sponsor, don't hesitate to call us for more information at 616-405-0542 or...
Thank you, everybody. To answer Misty, when we go to church, we go to a vertical. If I'm not working that day, then we go to vertical. I've been to a Getty a couple times. I think when my sister went, but that's pretty much it.
As for myself, I don't think I've seen Search since I've been back from Oklahoma.
Mm.
It's been tough, especially because of my, well, my car's still down there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, without a car, I can't really do anything. Usually stuck either here or, you know, right. Somebody's house. However, again, with the counseling that I do here to help people manage, try to manage their life,
mm-hmm.
You're basically I opened up my doors. So here, I'm going to backtrack. I started a ministry for people, okay? I started a ministry for people. Because when I was an alcoholic, a drug addict.
That's like, and that was my bro in the hospital.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. So I'm going to backtrack. So when I started the ministry, it's because when I was an alcoholic, I was a drug addict. I was a womanizer. I was a people pleaser. I did things to people that are very, very ungodly. I hurt people. Dragged their names through dirt. I mean, I've done crazy crap that I'm not proud of. But see, this is the blessing of God, is washing all those sins away, which exactly. Is awesome.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So at the times that I was drunk, coked out, or, you know, just got done with the party, and I was, even though I was the life of the party, I was a clown, I was a comedian. But as soon as I left that party, I was depressed, lonely, upset, because...
Like, why did I do that?
No, like, or... I was like, I'm always, in my days, I was always drinking because of how I was raised.
Right.
So I was always depressed. But the only way I can get a laugh is if I made somebody else laugh.
Oh, right.
So I used my techniques to make people laugh so I could laugh. To make other people happy. That made me happy. But as soon as I left, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I was always, I went back to being lonely, being back to being Mr. Depressed, Mr. Angry.
Yeah.
So there were several times where I called pastors. I ain't going to say which ones, but I called several pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Several
okay.
Pastors at 2-3 o'clock in the morning when I'm already way past drunk, way past coked out. And I was trying to commit suicide, or I was just needed somebody to talk to. I was in my dark place.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a really dark place. And when I called the church or I called the pastor, he's like, make an appointment Monday morning.
Right.
When did God ever tell you, hey, you need help? Call me Monday, make an appointment.
Oh, okay, I get it.
When did God ever tell you to make an appointment? When did Jesus say, you
never.
Know what? I died for your sins, but not for you, but I got him next because he had an appointment.
Yeah, he was next in line.
Yeah, exactly.
God never does that.
So
everybody's next in line.
I decided after actually endangering myself, the cop, and my cousin, racing a train in my Cadillac, and almost getting hit by a train, and the cop damn near got hit by the train.
Mm.
I was looking at 20 years. In prison. If you guys knew my rap sheet, it's bigger than life. I think when he pulled out the folder, it was like that big.
Jeez.
That was like that big. I don't know if you guys can see that. That's a pretty big stack of file of felonies and misdemeanors and high misdemeanors and a life of crime.
Right.
I was looking at 20 years. And when the judge says, well, you're going to sit here for a year, and then we're going to decide, I'll decide, you know, start giving you your sentence and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And so, as I'm sitting there waiting, I got on my knees and I said, God, forgive me for all my sins, and the ones I don't remember, please show me so I can ask for forgiveness.
Right, exactly.
You know, you got to be careful, because when you ask God to show you the sins that you've forgotten, he will show you your sins.
You.
He will remind you.
100%.
Because even when I was belligerent and I forgot about what I did, those memories just came like a waterfall.
Right.
And I'm like, I promise I'll change, Lord. I'll change. I'll do whatever I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was time for me to leave my bunk to go out into the little pod area to get my coffee and breakfast.
Right.
Seinfeld's always on, so, you know, TBS, they always have it on TBS.
It's always on TBS.
So Seinfeld was on. I'm sitting there watching, you know, Seinfeld, drinking my coffee. This gentleman comes with the Bible, and he sits at my table. And I just look at him and say, what are you doing? He says, I said, you know what, dude, just shut up. I'm trying to watch Seinfeld. I want to have my coffee. It's Saturday morning. Just leave me alone.
Right.
He's whimpering. He's crying. He's holding this Bible and he's crying. I'm like, dude, like, seriously, just go to another table. Like, I'm trying to watch Seinfeld and enjoy my Saturday morning coffee.
Right.
I got to live in this place for the rest of my life now. Just leave you the hell alone.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I get this little tug on my shoulder. You just asked for forgiveness. And you said you would change. I just put a man in front of you, and you told him to go away.
Hmm.
Did my son ever tell you to go away?
That's crazy. No.
My son never told you to go away. He grabbed you and held you and said he loved you. But you're going to tell this man that's looking for help? You can tell him to go away, and you just said you would change.
Right.
Well, later down that road, make that long story short, later down that road, the hostile environment that they put me in, the gang pod.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's some people who are watching that have been in there with me. They understand that they went from a gang pod, hostile, to Bible pod.
Right.
People were coming to me with, you know, wanting to learn the Bible, wanting to know what it meant, how to read the Bible, where to start, versus some of them were going, hey, I need a Bible study.
Right.
Give me something to study. Give me something to, bam. All of a sudden, within the 6 months, a kid came to me, and actually two of them came to me and said, I don't understand this. You know, I'm trying to get my GED.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Within the 6 months, I helped two of these kids get their GED.
Nice. That's good.
In that time frame, one of the kids had the Bible study, and I was like, let me see what you did. Let me see how, you know. He's, well, can you grade it? I was like, I'm not going to grade it. There's no right or wrong answers.
Right.
It's what you think you know about the Bible, and I can just correct it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, thank you very much, Pastor G. Who's Pastor G?
Oh.
And I was like, who's Pastor G? And he was like, you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a pastor.
Right.
And the guy across from me goes, anybody who preaches the word of God is a pastor. Anybody who talks about God is a pastor. Anybody who can spread the word of God is a pastor.
I didn't even think about that.
And so this kid was like, so I can't pronounce your last name. And I know it starts.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To the G, so you are now Pastor G.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's go later down the line. Let's go back this way.
You forget that.
So later down the line, I was in, can't get my sentence for 20 years. And the judge said, do you know what I have in front of me? I said, yeah, probably another file.
Right.
Another big file that you want to pull out. He goes, it's, right now is not the right time to be a smartass. You know, this is 20 years you're looking at.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a smartass. 20 years, like, I can't run. And he goes, who's Pastor G? I stayed quiet. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
All the guys on the bench, every guy that I helped, everybody I prayed for, everybody that I had the Bible studies with, everybody's on the bench that I handcuffed, they're like this, pointing.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're pointing.
Yeah.
At me. So the judge goes, you know, I'm going to give you a second chance here.
Hmm.
Who's Pastor G? I said, well, that's what they call me. I'm not an actual pastor. But I did help, you know, some people with Bible studies. I did help a man, you know, understand. He didn't get divorced because he turned himself to, he gave himself to God.
Right.
I actually baptized him in the jail. You don't have to be licensed to baptize, by the way. You just got to believe in the word of God and know that God has the power in you to do what God's work is.
Yes, because it said that we have the same powers as Jesus to be able to do stuff like that.
At the same time, he told the bailiff, can you go to my chambers and get the file? Told you there was enough file. Told you.
Yeah.
My criminal record was huge. Huge. And a lot of stuff I should have been in prison already for. So the bailiff came and he had this big, about half the sack of the other half the sack. And he goes, you know what this is? I said, no, I don't know what this is. I mean, I'm not the judge. I can't just look at your file. He said, these are letters and recommendations for your release. I said, yeah. 38 letters from churches.
Oh, wow.
Prisoners to even some of these bailiffs and COs that are here.
Yeah.
Asking for your release. Why?
Yeah.
My dumb answer, why? He said, I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question, Marcos. If I was to let you go right now, would you continue to put yourself in school and become a pastor? Because what I seen in that pod, that is a dangerous pod, and you turned that into a Bible pod?
Yep.
That is unheard of. Yes, we have a Bible pod. But these are gang members.
Yeah.
They were sitting all at one table with you. You saved people from being jumped. You saved people from being stabbed. Like, you, they were going to jump this guy, and you helped the guy. You stood in front of him.
There you go.
Why? I said, because God put it in my heart. Save people.
Right.
Love people. Give them your wisdom. Give them your knowledge. Give them your testimony. That's why I did what I did.
Right.
The judge was like, so answer my question. If I released you, hypothetically, if I released you today, would you continue?
There you go.
I said, well, I did a damn good job in there. I don't see why not. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
He said, that's what I wanted to hear. As of today, you were released. With the proof of, you know, 2 years on tether, 2 years on GPS, 2 years on probation, 2 years on alcohol classes, 2 years of, you went down the line.
I had 2 years of everything. You have to do this first, yeah.
And plus, I had to help hold a job, full-time job.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Oh, and I was on partial colors. Yeah, as soon as your number, your color came up, you had to go in and drop.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a lot of things that have happened. As soon as I left, she was already my ex-wife. My ex-wife picked me up. And as soon as we got out, went straight to Hope College. Signed up for classes. Did everything I had to do. Check this out. This is how good God is. Because I just got out of jail. I have a 20-year sentence. Got out of jail.
Yeah.
I went and applied to be a pastor at Hope College. The seminary.
Seminary, yep.
As soon as I left and was getting in the car, my cell phone rang. An application that I put in 5 years prior to Performance Plus. Oil change place, if you guys don't know what Performance Plus is.
Right.
They called and said, we just found your application. We would like to have an interview right now if you could. I'm like, yeah, I can be there in 5 minutes. I'm right down the road. So I went to the one on Chicago Drive.
Yeah.
And they're like, so where do you live? I said, well, I got to be at this house because this is where I live. He goes, oh, you know what? Better yet, I have another store that is hiring.
Oh, yeah.
So they put me at another store on River, right across the old Pizza Hut.
Yep.
Tell me how good God is. Because I had to find a job after getting out of jail to pay for all these fines and bracelets and all these fine jewelry that the courts give you. You know what I mean?
Right.
All the hours and...
Did they give you earrings, too? No, I'm
just kidding. You know what? You might as well have. You might as well put a collar on me.
All right.
But, you know, in the midst of everything, I'm going to tell you that this is how good God is. I got out of jail that same day I got a job.
There.
I signed up to be a pastor.
There's proof right there.
You ready? You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Less than 6 months at being at my job, I became the manager to run the store. Now, less than 6 months, one of my tethers comes off after the judge said I had 2 years. Community service, I had 360 hours. I did some hours, and I was released from that. Alcohol classes, I had to do 600 and something hours of alcohol classes. I did 200 of that. And I was released. My alcohol tether, I had 2 years on that.
How did that work?
I did 9 months.
How does that work?
What, the tether?
The alcohol.
The sweat glands go into this into the machine.
Mm.
So it's a bracelet that sits around your ankle really tight. I mean, not really tight, but the sweat goes in there and see if you're drinking.
Mm.
So less than a year, I was done with everything.
Cool.
Bracelets.
There you go.
Everything.
You
go, courts, cost, probation. I did maybe 13 months. And I was supposed to do 3 years of probation.
Mm.
And you know what's funny about probation? Everybody complains. My probation officer is a... And you know what? If you get vink, I'll pray for your soul.
Vink?
If you got vink, I pray for your soul.
Yeah, so don't get him.
Her.
Sorry.
She's vicious.
Or him.
She's very vicious. But the probation officer I had, every time I went into the office, she would actually get up and we would hug. And she would sit back down. She goes, thank you for coming in. I'd give her all the paperwork, all the signatures that she needed, do the breathalyzer, everything that she needed. I was in and out 5 minutes. So less than 2 years, after the 3 years that the judge gave me, I only did 12, 13 months. That's how good God is.
Amen.
So,
amen, everybody.
You know, that's just a little bit of the testimony that I have. A little bit. There's more. But I'm not going to spend all night boring you guys with, you know, things that you're like, yeah, I've heard it before. And you might have, but you didn't hear from me until today.
That's the proof. That's the proof of God is real, and he's there to help you. So don't be afraid to ask, because
God is your friend.
Other than that, what's the point?
God is your friend. You can talk, just like I'm talking to you right now, just like I talked to Ben, you can talk to God too. If you need to yell at God, yell at him. He's a God for a reason. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear how you feel. He wants to see where you're at. He already knows. He just wants to know if you know where you're at. So don't be afraid to ask.
See if you're paying attention.
Exactly. Because blinders will keep you focused on one thing when you have a whole world around you.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of people you can love on. But if your blinders are on, you're only going to love the people who are in front of you and not the people who are around you. Because if you're only loving the people that are in front of you, how can you say you love people?
Exactly.
So I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot. I do thank my ex-wife, though. She's taught me a lot. What my parents should have taught me, she taught me. She taught me about life. She taught me about God. I didn't like God. I was an atheist. My parents tried to force me into going to church, and I was always pissed off because I had to go to church. Mm-hmm. I was an atheist. I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in the devil. I didn't believe in nothing. Mm. However, through time, through things that have happened, God has shown me that he kept me alive. I should have been dead more than enough times by a gun, by a knife, by fights, by... I should have been dead already. By car accidents, I should have been dead with all the alcohol, with all the crashes. I should have been dead. He took me through my storms. He brought me out of my storms.
Right.
Because he's using me now to help other men. Why are you doing with this? I've already been through this. Why are you doing it? How can we correct this? How can we save your marriage? How can we help you with your relationship? Oh, you're very welcome, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
Amen,
Laura.
So I'm going to be here for all men who need help. Any men who...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They're having a hard time understanding who God is in their life, or if you don't believe in him, or if you're mad at him, or if you want to put more into this, contact me. What is that, hon? You just made me do what I didn't think I had the strength to do. What is that?
Pray?
Talk to God?
Ask for forgiveness?
Exactly. Ask for what was it? Because it wasn't me. That was all God, baby. I'll tell you that right now. That's all God. I don't take any credit for God's work. I know he works through me. I'm his vessel. I'm going to do what I can to do what I have to do with God and for God. Nothing will be under my power or wisdom or knowledge. It'll be all his. So what is it that you think I did to help you? That's what I'm dumbfounded with that. However, yeah, so there's a lot of, everybody's asking, well, are you in a relationship? No.
Hey, Monica.
I'm not in a relationship. Oh, I would love to have a wife. That'd be great. I would love to have a wife.
I'm married because of this stupid thing. I'm just joking. It was on Friends. It's a Friends joke. Ever just seen that episode?
Several times, but that's not proper right now.
I'm joking.
It's inappropriate.
What are you talking about? We were just off subject plenty of times.
Anyway. Sorry, my voice is going out. I'm talking too much.
A lot of people go through that.
Hon, we all go. Trust me, we all go through that.
I've done that. I've been there.
I've been there. And I told you, I was an atheist. I didn't believe. But it's all the blessings of waking up, taking your first breath, to going to sleep and remembering your last breath. So if you take your first breath, it spells Yahweh. Yahweh is God. It's the, the blessings of God. Oh, Lord. No, you're good, hon.
Everybody, and that's the thing, too, is a lot of people regret the things they did in the past, but
you got to remember. You're forgiven for it.
It's in the past. That's why it's called past. Because it's done and over with.
Yep, done and over with. Can't change it.
Exactly. You can't change it. What happened.
Just move on. Move forward.
Move forward and have faith in God that God will be there for you no matter what's going on.
Yeah, so, in the midst of everything, just know that even in your darkness and what you think is at the end or the end of your rope, as long as you wake up every day and take that first breath, you thank God for that day because tomorrow is never promised. Exactly. The next day is never promised. Mm-hmm. You can't worry about yesterday because that's gone. All you can do is worry about today and what you can make better today than you did yesterday.
Exactly.
Tomorrow, we can't think about tomorrow because it's not promised. Who knows if we go to sleep, we don't wake up tomorrow.
Exactly. There you go. That's exactly. See, and that's why you got to wake up. When you do wake up, it's thank God for that next day.
Exactly.
That new day, because there's going to be a day down the road when you won't wake up. And you're not going to get a chance to do that if you miss it. So everything that you do, give God thanks. Give God.
So in Mark, I believe it's Mark 4, Mark 6, where it says, in the midst of the storm, Peter and John were in the boat fishing. And they saw this man walking upon the waters. And it was Jesus walking on the water. Jesus got in the boat. Jesus got in the boat, and what did Jesus do when he got in the boat?
I need to unbury myself.
He basically calmed him, calmed the storm.
No.
What?
He went to sleep.
Oh, okay.
He said, oh, the storm? What storm? Jeez. I'm going to sleep. Wait, then when it's done.
Yeah.
Jesus, they're like, Jesus, it's a storm.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Wake up.
Praise my God. Mm-hmm. Because the storm's only temporary.
Because the storm will pass.
At the end, like you'll see the light.
Thunderstorm. The storm will pass.
At least I hit it head on. At the end, there's always a rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. Got you.
That's the meaning of, you know. I mean, the meaning of the rainbow is God. It's God's promise to us that he'd never flood the world again.
Right.
But, you know, God went to sleep in the middle of a storm because he knew it was going to pass.
You know.
So Mark and John are sitting there panicking. Because the boat is going all crazy. It's all going different ways. Just like you today, panicking because of the cable guy or the Xfinity guy. You're panicking about the car. And I'm like, why are you worried?
Oh, the oil's low.
Exactly. I said, why are you worried?
I wasn't really worried. I just wanted to be able to.
If you
just one that, okay, if my car's low on oil, I need to change it.
I get that. But it's like you reacted like it had to happen right now. It doesn't have to happen right now. And you were like, gung-ho, like, and it's like, calm down. You're worried about things God can take care of.
Exactly. Exactly what I was just about to say to Lisa right there. Lisa, just give it to God. Do it. I mean, you're going to be happy that you did.
Yes. Just talk to God. That's all you got to do. He will answer you, I promise you. He will answer you.
But don't
expect, remember, it's on his answer. Time. It's on exactly. His time. It's not on yours. So if you pray right now, don't expect a blessing less than an hour. He's going to bless you.
I mean, it may happen, but you're not going to know that.
Exactly. Things will happen that you're going to be like, wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that every breath we take is a blessing. The way we see things, the way we hear things, the way we taste things, smell things, how we feel, those are all blessings. Because there's people out there that can't see. There are people out there that can't speak. There are people out there that can't smell or can't hear, Ben.
I got a deaf niece.
So,
you know, there's
people out there that don't have
what we have. She's very smart.
So we had to be.
But that's the thing is, if you have one of those senses that are missing, that aren't there, your other senses become stronger, and you figure out a way.
Was your sense of anger?
No, I'm just saying in general, but like, well, that could be one, but no. But there's a way of God getting you through whatever it is.
Yes.
Because of you still have all those other ones. So, I mean, your actions will never determine God's interaction. Wants to be with you.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly, Ben. That's a good point. A good way to look at it, too.
Because he wants a relationship with you. That's bottom line. Lisa, the way we talk, the way you, me and you talk, the way you and Ben talk, God wants you to talk to him the same way.
Just have a conversation. Like you're talking to somebody on the phone.
Just conversate. That's it.
That's
just
what I do. Conversate. I always say, like, hey, God.
And people say, it's just like talking to yourself, but you're talking to God. He hears
you. I do that all the time.
He can hear. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. It was in the video. Mm-hmm. He knows when you rise. He knows when you sleep. He knows when. He knows every hair on your head is counted. He knows everything. He knitted you in your mother's womb. He understands what you're going through. He just wants to hear it from you, that you understand that he loves you. You're not in this alone.
Wait a minute. So that's where they got the song for Santa Claus. I'm kidding. But it's pretty
Thank
much.
Thank you for going there. Ben, we're going to go put him in the corner.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, honestly, that's pretty much what it is. He knows everything about you before you even do it.
Bottom line.
Before you were even born, he already knew what was going to happen.
He already planted your story.
Focus.
Take the blinders off. Take the blinders off. Because right now you're only seeing one little point of view. All of us love you, Lisa. And it's just, you know, whether it's
Lisa,
just here
Lisa,
or it's just...
Lisa. No.
And the culture.
Instead of, yeah. I was going to say, Lisa. Listen, Lisa. Just kidding. Anyway, like I said in your post, You're worth being here, so don't ever think you're not. And God knows that you are, so you need to look at God and say, you know what? Thank you for what you have given me. What am I going to do with it? What do I need to do? What's next? You know, just simple questions, you know, and you'll get simple answers. And
he's a simple God.
Yeah.
We make it difficult.
Exactly.
Our feelings make it difficult.
I want to say something real quick. And I have nothing against how people pray. And I know people pray differently.
Well, you pray wrong. No, I'm just playing.
No, but I'm saying, like, is the way people, like, preach, okay, why do they got to yell? You know, and I'm not saying anything against it, but I'm like, you don't need to yell. God can hear you when you're thinking. God can hear you when you're thinking.
Okay, so.
You know, you get what I'm saying?
You can ask Tito, our DJ, Alpha One. He was talking about something about some Quinceañera that he did. I'm not dogging the Quinceañera, trust me. But the person that was there is a pastor. One of the people that were there was a pastor.
Yeah.
Because there were several pastors there.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. We love you, too.
Excuse me.
We love everybody, obviously.
We do. So there was a pastor there, and he mentioned the name, and I started screaming. He just looked at me and said, "That's a pastor." He's like, "Yeah, that's a." Because there's certain pastors that they're passionate.
I get your emotions are there.
Their emotions, so they use.
I get
emotions
that part
because some.
But
I'm not going
to
speak bad about pastors.
No,
but what
I've
seen and heard of how this happens is they try to sell God.
That's exactly. Okay.
God doesn't need to be sold.
So this is the thing.
God's already in you.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like I'm not saying our church does that, but I've been to churches where they were like that. And it's a distraction to me. Because, and the only reason why I say that, is because they're sitting there yelling. And they're yelling so hard that they're sweating. And I'm like, what's going on here?
She said they yell so loud the dead can hear. It's true.
Exactly. So why are you yelling? You're distracting my prayer.
What is
I'm like, what are you yelling about?
One thing I can't stand. I mean, it's not, I can't stand it.
I mean, that's just the way they do it, I guess. I don't know.
I just think it's funny when pastors speak, they're like, like they're James Brown. The Lord said he's going to rise.
Yeah.
And he said that he laying his body down.
Yeah.
What
is that? What is the... You know what? Go ahead and put the collection plate on the back.
Look, I get it. Excitement. Some people love the excitement. Some people love the Baptist. You know, the Baptist. Some people like, you know, Jehovah's Witness. Some people like this. Some people like that. But just so everybody understands, God hates religion.
Yeah.
He just wants a relationship with you.
That's all it is. Simple. Very, very simple, people.
That's it.
And we, like Marco said just a few seconds ago, we make it harder than it needs to be.
We, as humans, make it harder to be in a relationship with God.
Just like my bag.
But it wasn't hard for you to pick up the bag of coke. It wasn't hard to pick up the liquor. It wasn't hard for you to, you know, pick up a prostitute or the needle. It wasn't hard for you to go and beat somebody up. It wasn't hard for you to shoot somebody or stab somebody. It wasn't hard for you to hate somebody.
Exactly.
It wasn't hard for you to judge somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard for you to have a relationship with God.
Exactly.
Who just is about love.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think that makes sense.
Exactly. That's all I gotta say. It's simple. To be honest, it's a sermon of
narcissism with narcissists. I got you.
That's a perfect example.
I got you.
What the frick? You know what? That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
I got you.
I believe that one. Yes, that is true. That is very true. And I hate to say it that way, but that's true.
You can find this book online. The Sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. This gives you everything you need to know.
I wonder if there's what do you call it? What is that called?
Write it down.
You know, where you can look at it online instead of buying the book.
Just put
ebook.
Ebook.
I wonder if there's an ebook version of it. Yeah, that's
go ahead, write it down. Go ahead. I'm going to leave it right here.
The S word of the spirit. And no, I'm just kidding. I can't believe I did that.
At you last word. We did that word. And I looked at it and said, sort of, dummy. So, Joy
Lamb. No, man, that's freaking hilarious.
You can actually look at Joy Lamb. She has a big 25 books out. This is what created Pastor G.
Yep, that would be. Wait, what? Yep, it was easy. It felt amazing. For a little bit.
Yeah, for a little bit. Let's see. Temporary fixes, and God is a permanent love.
Exactly.
We all went for that temporary
fix.
Temporary fix when God says, I'm eternal. I'm for you for the rest of your life. You just got to seek me.
Amen.
But anyway, this is where Pastor G came from. Just so everybody understands, Pastor G came from this book. Because I read this book because I was bored in jail looking at 20 years. And I sat there. Mm-hmm. For about 3 hours reading this book. And I got halfway done. The book's all flimsy. I took it from jail.
You stole a book.
Well, I told him. I told the judge I was going to take a book. Oh. Check it out. I don't know if you can put it on me real quick. Go this way now. I don't know if you can see that. Inner healing.
I can't see it.
I seen it before you moved it.
It's called Inner Healing. Halfway through the book.
Oh, you know what? Put it on.
Here you go. So when I started the second part of this book, it started with Inner Healing.
I read one.
Go ahead, read it.
Oh. All right, so I'm going to read one before we get off here. We've got about 3 more minutes. It says, Inner Healing. Thank you, Lord, that you will search them, us, oh God, and know their our heart. Try them, us, and know there are anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in them, us, and lead them, us, or us, in everlasting way. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I mean, that's a perfect one, actually.
This book created Pastor G, me. This book helped heal what was so dark in my life. This book saved marriages. This book helped a lot of people change their life into God. Okay? This is a very powerful book. So, I want to thank everybody for joining in to the Ben Herrera Show. Sorry, you know, I know people are looking for laughter. People were looking for, you know, us being little stooges. But I just think it was time for us to actually give God his praise.
All credit due.
Yes. And, you know, again, Pat, we do apologize because you did give us hints and we just ignored it. Two Stone, thank you again. It's a blessing, brother. Thank you. And everybody that paid attention today, everybody that was online, thank you very much for listening for my little bit of my testimony and then listening and watching the video of your father's love letter to you.
Mm-hmm.
Please share this.
Of course, Ben. And Lisa.
Amen. Thank you.
Everybody, that's the thing, Lisa, what you just said right there. I'm clean now, but
God.
Remember. So
God gave you the strength to stop doing what you're
exactly.
doing. To remain clean. That is the strength of God.
Exactly. And of course you're going to remember it, but that's God's reminder to what you came out of.
Exactly.
And what you used to be.
Came out of that darkness.
Exactly. What you used
just to like be. Driving a car, you got that little rear view mirror just to remind you who's back there. You got a big windshield to tell you how far you can go.
It's like that movie, A Perfect World, with Kevin Costner. There was a scene where he was talking about they were driving in a car, and he looks in the mirror, and he goes, you know, you this is a time machine, he goes. And he looks in the mirror, and he goes, behind us is the past. The front's the future. We're going to go hit the future. So, basically, that's pretty much what it is.
So great.
And that was perfect. That was actually a really good scene on that movie. Take a look. Why should I watch that movie? Because it's really good. I'm not trying to, what's that one? Promote it, but it was a good movie. Yes, exactly, Ben. Like we said, you know, we there's a lot of times where we wanted to have a topic like this, but we just never ended up doing it, unfortunately.
Well, it's not that we...
Not that we didn't want to do it, is this... Well, like we said in the beginning.
Okay, so we're going to be honest. I think we're just trying to build our viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, you see commercials, you see movies, you see all this other stuff. People being silly with each other, knocking on each other, you know, hitting each other, fooling around with, you know, just kind of, you know, teasing each other. So when it came to God... That's a more serious area,
right?
That we're like, yeah, people won't watch this. We right. are more watched here,
right?
Which God just proved me wrong again, because I got more watchers now than I ever had.
Yep.
So thank you again, God. See, does work.
God does work, like they always say, in mysterious ways. And
dude, but a man who didn't want to talk to me said, "I didn't want to talk to you. God made me talk to you."
Exactly. So, dealing with clean is too hard sometimes. I mean, it's going to be...
Life
is not easy, yes.
It's not easy. But, again, you know what your worth is because God showed you what your worth is. You know how you are and knowledge and what you did. God gave you that to get away from.
Exactly.
He showed you what to get away from. Your blinders are almost off. Once you get them all completely off,
you'll see it every
You'll day. See the world a different way.
Mm-hmm. So
just know we love everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hate. There's no whatsoever kind of animosity or anything towards anybody, jealousy, nothing. Nothing but love here. We yep. thank everybody for joining in. We thank everybody for, you know, participating in conversation with us. Just giving us the opportunity to speak to people and make them understand that, you know, God loves you.
Yes.
He will never forsake you. He'll never leave you. He's always with you.
Yeah. I mean, either way, we wanted to spread this because it needed to happen. So, but we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate all of you guys. And again, just be safe out there and give everything to God. Don't stress because...
Worry is a sin, so let's not do that.
Oh, yeah. I got to stop doing that. I will stop doing that, actually. So,
Ben gets mad because I'm like, why are you mad? Why are you angry? You need to calm down.
Yeah.
He always comes up with some excuse, and I'm like, man, you don't trust God.
Well,
you need to trust God.
I trust God in a lot, pretty much everything.
But
there's times where I'm like, I fall off track. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what?
That's fine. Open. But yeah, so, I mean, we have to trust God fully.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in me. That's what he says. Believe in me. Not believe in me halfway until you decide not to.
Well, it's like...
He says, believe in me.
Right. It's like I read or heard somebody say, God's not a coat just to put on when you need him.
He's not... What I said the other day, he's not a genie.
That too. Exactly.
You don't get to rub a lamp and say, I wish I had... Because you know what? He won't give it to you. It's what you do with it that creates drama.
Exactly.
Anxiety, madness, anger, frustration, corruption, mm-hmm. twisted minds, corrupted minds, hate. Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So be careful.
Thank you, Lisa. And we're proud of you as well.
God is not a game.
Exactly.
It's not Nike. You can't just do it.
Right. There. That's a good one right there. Jeez.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you.
So thank you, everybody. I don't even know what time it is. I think it's just over.
Oh, what the? That's good. That's awesome. All right, everybody. Well, we're going to thank you all for joining tonight. We appreciate you. I got
to
still edit
this video. We're going to thank video. You. We already thanked them.
Well, we're going to thank you even again. Again.
I think he's tired.
Yeah, I am. But I got to work tomorrow anyways. I can't. But anyways, I got to work tomorrow anyways. So, everybody, you all have a good night. Remember, give God all the glory of everything that you do.
Even through your storm and your darkness.
Don't forget to pray before you go to sleep and pray when you get up and say
just
thank you, God.
Talk to him.
It doesn't even have to be. You know how that you know you used to pray when you were a kid and you would sit like this? It doesn't
now
even have
I
to
lay
be.
Me down to sleep. I pray to the Lord my soul to keep.
You know what? I kind of still do that in my mind when I think about that. But either way, pray to him like he's standing right in front of you. And then like you're having a conversation.
No, I said God's not a genie. I'm the slogan master.
Okay.
No, I said. But yeah, so yeah, we're definitely. Tomorrow night I got Esteban Rodriguez.
I may or may not be here, depending.
I gotta scratch my heart.
I got him tomorrow night, so go ahead and tune in and let's have fun. It's good. Could be
a drive with your headlights on, please.
Yep.
Use your signal, stay off your phone, get to your destination, then use your phone.
Or pull into a parking lot if you severely
don't
have to.
Jeopardize your life or anybody else's just because you want to be on the phone.
Right, exactly. Be safe, people. And don't do as I do. And don't do as I do. No, I'm kidding.
Do as I say and as I do.
Yeah, exactly. But all right. Everybody have a good night and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.